Hey, baby, how you doing?
Yeah, just got home from work.
How was your day?
Not. One of those, huh? Yeah, no, I know what you mean. No, I'm not mad. I'm not mad. I'm not disappointed either. I'm not upset. You're fine. Trying to think of the word. Let's go with sympathetic? Apathetic? I always get this too confused. Yeah, you're fine. So, I take it today's not going to be one of those days that you'll be able to. Yeah, words. Hello. Today's one of those days that you're not going to be able to manage the walk in the park. Yeah. Okay. No, it's okay. I told you, you're fine. To be completely honest, I was kind of in the mood to sit at home too. Long day at work, my legs are tired. I've already been for my run. You know how it goes. Honey, just because some days your legs act up and other days they don't is. It's fine. Hey, here's an idea. It sounds like you're feeling a little bit down in the dumps. And if there's anything I know to cheer my baby up, it's doing your makeup. Seriously, come on, go sit on the couch. I'll be right back in just a moment. And I swear to God, you better stop pouting as soon as I get back there, or I'm gonna beat your ass. Okay. All right. I've got foundation here. I've got eyeliner. I've got eyeshadow, mascara, and I've got a little bit extra of the stuff that you need before you put on liquid foundation. Thank you for teaching me that, by the way, because mine was always so dry and flaky until I started actually putting on primer and moisturizer. Like a dumbass, because nobody ever taught me how to do makeup any. Anyways, time to start, okay? It tickles you? What do you mean? Oh, come on, you've never been this bad at it before. Come on. Hey, be still, okay? I love you. I love how blissful you look every single time I start actually applying foundation with a brush. It's so cute. It's so damn cute. You're cute, but whatever. Okay. Now, close your eyes and be still. Yes, I know you have twitchy eyes. I've been prepared for this. It's fine. Be still. There's your right eye. And now for your left. Okay, hang on, be still. I still need to wipe some extra excess off. Gotta have those cute wings, right? Nice, that's what we like to see. There's my pretty boy. What? You're giving me that look. Don't give me that look. Okay, fine. If you're gonna give me that look, then tell me what's on your mind. Know, I would say that I'm surprised, or I didn't see that coming, or I wasn't expecting that, but that'd be a complete lie. Yes, I did call you my good boy in the high hopes that I'd get you nice and horny.
Okay, fine. Then let me finish up here and then maybe we'll have some fun, okay? Good. I love you. Now be still. Eyes open. I need to put on some mascara, and I know how twitchy your eyes got. Good boy. Okay, now, last little bit. Eyeshadow, my personal favorite. Yes, it is my favorite because I love putting on this brush, going over your sweet little closed eyes, watching you look so blissful and happy. I love it. Just shh. Do you be still, close your eyes, and let me love on you and dote on you, okay? Thank you. Good job. Very still this time. Hang on, I gotta wipe some extra off. Perfect. Now for the fun part where you get to see how pretty you look. Yes, I brought it. I brought the little hand mirror. Look. Oh, I always love that gentle expression that always comes up on your face. My little happy baby, all trussed up, looking super cute and sexy. What? Let me love on you, okay? Baby, don't give me that. Hey, I chose to start dating you because I love you. And one of the main reasons of why I chose to date you is because I love all of you. Not just your personality, not just one thing about you, not just your intelligence, not just your looks. I love all of you. Even those stupid, dumb legs that don't want to work half the time. It's not your fault, and that's okay. It does not mean that I'm going to suddenly drop you and go after some girls that can go for a run with me. You know as well as I do that I prefer working out alone, anyways. It's not that big of a deal. Good. I'm glad. And I love you. You. I want you to lay back on the couch, nice and easy like that, and let me straddle on top of you and get a big sloppy makeout session going like we're 14 again. Well, not. I always say 14 again, don't I? Like, we dated back then. And I know we only met, like, way later, but still, it's nice to imagine how we would have been in high school together. You know, I kind of picture it that you would actually bully me, believe it or not. And it's funny how the tables have turned, and now I'm the athletic one, and you're the fucking nerd. Shut up and kiss me. You are so fucking hot. I hope you know that. My pretty, pretty baby. You know what I'm thinking? Our original plans was a walk in the park and maybe a picnic out there. And that's not going to happen, and it's okay. So instead, I'm thinking, now that I've got you all looking nice and pretty, I get you to have a wonderful, earth-shattering orgasm, and then I take you out to dinner. How's that sound, baby? Good, I'm glad. Okay, enough of that. You sit up on the couch, nice and pretty, like you normally are, and just spread your legs and relax, okay? Let me go ahead and take care of you and be the subby bitch that I am sometimes, okay? Oh, the way you bite your lip whenever you see me get down on my knees in front of you. I'm so glad that you can appreciate this, because when we first started dating, I have never been dommed before, and it is so nice to be able to do either with you. God, you're the fucking best. I love you. Okay, seriously though, be still. Taking off these pants now. Okay, I know it's not normal to say, and you're probably gonna laugh at me for this, but holy shit, I fucking love those boxers. Yeah, no, dead ass. Seriously, where'd you get them? Okay, I gotta take you there more often, because those are really fucking cute. But they are in my way right now, so off they go too. There's my cute boy. My pretty, pretty boy. I love you. Okay, now you're gonna do two great and very important things for me like that, okay? I want you to be still. Keep your legs spread and all that. And then I want you to voice every thought going through your mind and moan whenever you feel good. I don't want you to hold back. I want you to express those feelings, and I want to hear what you like. Got it? Good boy. I absolutely love so much tasting you in my mouth. And I love the fact that I'm on my knees pleasing you as you sit dutifully, beautifully, and amazingly confident in that chair of yours. You almost there? Good. When you're done, I'm ready. I want you to grab the back of my head and hold me down until it's all out, okay? Sweet. I love you too.
baby. No. That was wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. Yes, I know I sounded like I was choking, and that's because I like them. Oh, come on. Let me have a little fun here, too. Nope. You were not moving. You were going to be nice and still. You were going to bask in this wonderful warmth. Then you can clean yourself up when you're ready. Not when I call it, when you're ready. In the meantime, I'm going to go put on some makeup and get myself nice and presentable for dinner tonight, okay? Yes. Yes, we're still going out to dinner. Fine. Maybe you can consider pleasing me like I did to you after we have our dinner, okay? Maybe. I might fight you for it. You don't know. I'll probably fight you anyways. It's always fun to fight you. Anyways, I gotta put my makeup back on and get cleaned up. I love you.